Good evening, Zimbabwe. This is your number one youth show, The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America on Tuesday, the 2nd in August 2016. I'm Tungamili Nkomo.
And I'm Tatenda Gumbo, and this evening we are discussing the 2016 Mandela Washington Fellowship and featuring some of the 60 young Zimbabweans that are here joining us in Washington, D.C.
And let's get connected on Twitter and Facebook using the hashtag TheConnection. Our Facebook page is VOA Studio 7, and our Twitter handle is at Studio 7 VOA. We can also get things going on WhatsApp, and the number is 001-202-465-0318.
And of course, for those of you who want to join us live on air, you can call in right now. The number is 001-202-619-2077. That number again is 001-202-619-2077. Give us your name, your number, and we will call you right back.
We are also streaming live on the internet at voazimbabwe.com, voashona.com, as well as on voandebele.com.
Nearly 1,000 young Africans participating in the fellowship are currently here in Washington, D.C. to cap off their six-week fellowship at the Mandela Washington Fellowship Presidential Summit. Of the nearly 1,000, nearly 60 Zimbabweans are representing the country in various platforms.
And those representing Zimbabwe and their counterparts will be in Washington until Wednesday. And of course, they will be leaving on Thursday. But tomorrow, they will be joining President Barack Obama in the afternoon for a town hall-style meeting. And one of the Zimbabweans, Samuel Wadzai, has been selected for an opportunity to ask the president a question.
Mm-hmm. And so as we do every Tuesday, we want you to send us your messages on WhatsApp, on our live feed on Facebook, on the internet, and also call in so you can get a chance to talk to some of these young African leaders from Zimbabwe. And of course, Ntunga, we're lucky enough to have a few of them joining us today here at Studio 7 in studio. So I think that should be very fun.
Indeed. Ms. T, Emakali Ngabali Chonanjani Lamsi Sanje kungolwe sivili nje uhlelo luhlelo lwabasakhulayo uhlelo The Connection. Lamhlanje siphatha udaba lweMandela Washington Fellowship. Lizakhumbula ukubana kulabe eZimbabwe labana abasakhulayo abafika phose amachumi ayisithupha abaze ngapha kumaviki ayisithupha edluleyo bezoqhuba izifundo eziphathelane lobukhokheli lezamabhizimusi phansi kohlelo lweMandela Washington Fellowship. Sebeqibileke uhlelo lwabo kusasa bayahlangana lo Obama, then ngolwesine bayaphindela emakhaya. Kwaziwa ivatereri chirongwa ndechenyu, chirongwa cheve chidiki, chirongwa The Connection. Nasi tiri kukurukura nenyaya chirongwa cheMandela Washington Fellowship. Tine vamwe vechidiki veZimbabwe vari muchirongwa ichi. Icho chakusvika kwamvura yacheka makumbo mangwana vechidiki ava vachange vachisangana nava Obama vozoti nemusi wechina vachange vakudzokera kudzimba kuZimbabwe. Saka mvunzo watiri kubvunza nasi Ms. T, umvunzo wekuti zvii zvavadzidza kuina pakufundileyo. And in the studio we are very lucky, we are joined by
We have a young lady with us, and I am very happy to Tambotara kuti we need to represent the ladies.
Indeed.
So we are lucky enough to have Ms. Faith Ndlovu joining us in studio, along with other Yali fellows that we'll be introducing us sooner. But thank you for being with us today, and again, welcome to Washington, D.C.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Mm-hmm. So, Faith, how was the ride?
It's been very intense. It's been very hectic, but it's also been very enriching, rewarding, and a very exciting opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Now, for our listeners who might not know exactly what the Mandela Washington Fellowship is, can you give us a bit of a roundup of what it is and what you guys have been doing here these past 6 weeks?
Okay. The Mandela Washington Fellowship is the flagship program of President Obama of the Young African Leaders Initiative, where our young leaders from Africa get the opportunity to come to the United States. Actually, this year, there have been about 1,000 of us. We are here. You get the opportunity to interact with American society, American culture, and American systems. And you also get the opportunity to also connect with the resources and that you need for the work that you're doing back at home. But also it also allows for an exchange with Americans in terms of our societies back in Africa, because sometimes there's that gap in knowledge about mm-hmm. Africa and African systems and our way of life as Africans.
Mm-hmm. And what's your takeaway, the one most important thing that you are returning to Zimbabwe with from this fellowship?
It's been a great opportunity and I've learned so many things. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to figure out which one I should talk about. But for me, one thing that stood out was the issue around disability and social inclusion. And reflecting now, I think this is something that we pay lip service to. But I think it's very important to make sure that in our programming and in the way that we live, we ensure that there is equal opportunity for everyone to participate. Because if we don't take that into account, it means that some people are not able to participate in the are left behind. Mm-hmm. So I've been very much impressed by that kind of inclusion. And it reinforced to me that sometimes some of the people with the best abilities are actually people who are differently abled than us. Mm-hmm. And of course, the media landscape, the media environment, it's so much different from our own media environment in Zimbabwe. We have a conducive legislative environment and an operating environment with regards to freedom of expression, freedom of information, and press freedom. So that has really been striking as well.
Abanye abasakhulayo Faith abasemakhaya abangamangala ukuthi uFaith wangena njani kulolu hlelo, abangathanda ukuthola labo ulwazi olutholileyo kulolu hlelo alubana bethe bangena, ungabaxwayisa uthi?
Engingakuxwayisa ukuthi kumele uphatheke ku-community yakho lapho ohlala khona. That's the first step, ukuthi kumele ube concerned ngezinto ezenzakalayo around you in your community. Then kumele futhi ulandele esingathini i-information ekhitshwayo, ngoba ama-opportunities anjengalawo akhitshwa kuma-newspaper, akhitshwa ku-internet esingathi i-social media. So there is no way ongaparticipate ngayo if you are not following and you are not informed. And then of course kulethi esithi ngama-networks, kumele uparticipate kuma-networks, ngoba kuma-networks yikho lapho othola khona i-information, yikho lapho futhi uthola abanye abakuncedisayo khona ukuthi nxa ufuna ukungena kuthuba elinjengaleli ungayenza njani. Exactly.
Abasakhulayo balapha, kulo mahluko yini kulokuhambelana okubonileyo phakathi kwabasakhulayo balapha labasakhulayo beZimbabwe ngendlela elenza njengayo izinto, ikakhulu ezikhangelane lokuziphakamisa njengomuntu empilweni?
Kukhona ukuhambelanayo, kukhona okwehlukeneyo. Engingathi okunye kuyahambelana ukuthi abantu abatsha izikhathi eziningi bayathanda ukuthi bajabule, bayathanda izinto esingathi ngeze-fashion, ba-concerned izinto ezingathi ngeze-identity, kodwa ba-concerned as well about their future. But enye into engiyibonileyo kakhulu kwelaleli yikuthi abantu abatsha bayaphatheka kakhulu emphakathini wabo esingathi yi-civic engagement. Sihambile saya ezikolweni lapho de sibona khona abantu abatsha bephatheke kuma-initiatives ayenzakala kuma-communities abo. I think yinto esingayifuna unda kakhulu esingayikhuthaza abanye emakhaya ukuthi nxa kulento eyenzakalayo ku-community yakho, partake and be involved. Enye into enginanzeleleyo ukuthi abantu abatsha ngapha balama-opportunities amaningi okwedlula amathuba akhona ekhaya, but akumelanga ukuthi sigoqe izandla ngenxa yokuthi amathuba ayachiyana. Omunye wethu okuthiwa ngu-Golden Maunganidze izolo uthe ekhuluma kuma-Ignite Talk Sessions uthe kwangkhona nxa ubona into eyi-problem, i-problem is also an opportunity. Mm-hmm. So yi-challenge enginika abantu abatsha abasekhaya.
Mm-hmm. I shout out to Golden there. Of course, one of the young Zimbabweans, as you said, who got a chance to speak Ignite Talk Sessions nezuro at the summit, of course.
And I'm telling you, he killed it.
Yeah, he was was awesome.
Junga was like, you know, you should have seen him in action.
He really
we gave him a standing ovation.
I'm happy Zimbabwe was representing. Yeah. But Antunga, you also yesterday had a chance to talk to you know, some of the other fellows that are not here with us, but of course are there at the Omni Shoreham Hotel. Who's the first that we are featuring today?
We have Annette Moyo. Mm-hmm. She's a regular on our
show.
So we had an opportunity to talk to Annette Moyo. She's a doctor. Let's watch.
Ningu Annette Moyo. Ni vela eslalachane eflapusi is eZimbabwe. Bengilaphe eAmerica okwama viki ama ayisithupha adlulele. Bengise Duquesne University kudolobhokazi lePittsburgh. Kathesi sesise Washington DC lapho esizahlangana khona nomongameli weAmerica onguye owaqala iprogram le besikiyo. Sesizophetha and I'm very excited ukuthi ngikwanise ukusebenzisa isikhathi sami lapha eAmerica.
Liqhube njani lolu hlelo?
Uhlelo loluhambe kamnandi Ntunga. Isikhathi siphange saphela. Kodwa ke sibe lesikhathi esihle kakhulu esokufunda lokufundisana njengabantu abatsha lethuba lokuthi sifunde from amanye ezinye inhlelo ezenzakalayo e-America ezizama ukusungula ama-solutions for ama-challenges akhona lapha e-America. And bekuyisikhathi esihle kakhulu esokuhlangana lama-Americans sizwisisa ukuthi yikwini okubenza benze lokho abakwenzayo. And ngingathi mina i-6 weeks lezi kungani iminyaka eminingi ecompressiwe yenziwa umnyaka owodwa. Uyenziwa just i-6 weeks kwenzela ukuthi ubukhokheleli bami bube ngcono.
Abanye abasakhulayo eZimbabwe mazibani ongathanda ukuba shina?
Sesifikile isikhathi sokuthi sonkeni sibuye netafuleni sibonisane ngokuthi singenza njani ukuthi lizwe lethu libe ngcono. Ngingu-Annette.
Thank you there, Annette Moyo, a friend to the show, of course, that we've spoken to her many times. Nice to see her here. But, of course, we have other young Zimbabweans waiting in line. So, Faith, just as we wrap up here with you, you are a young Zimbabwean, you are a young woman, and you're also a woman working in media. What are you taking back from best practices here in the States back to Zimbabwe? And do you think that they'll be conducive to work in the environment back home?
One major thing that I've learned while I've been here is that we should not have the kind of apathy that says, oh, I can't make a difference. What you do and what you say can make a difference and collectively we can make things change in our own countries. And the most important thing for me has been the kind of partnerships and collaborations that I've been able to build, not only with fellows from the African continent, but even with actors from American civil society, the government itself, and also even the resources that we are now able to access as a result of participating in this fellowship. Mm-hmm. So it's been really great.
Thank you. And I know, Nezuro, we saw some of the fellows when they were shouting out their schools.
Yes.
Do you guys have a shout out where you were?
Illinois. Fighting Illinois. Yeah.
That's nice.
Great. That was Faith in Love. Siyabonga Faith ngokuba lathi kuhlelo.
Lami ngiyabonga. Thank you.
Who is next?
Ntunga, I think Nezuro, you spoke to Golden Maunganidze, and of course we spoke about earlier how riveting.
That's my guy.
I think, you know, I wish we could have had him come in here also so he can give us that riveting speech. But, you know, per Facebook, Pedro, people can also watch his presentation yesterday. And, of course, you had a chance to speak to him. Tell us a little bit about him.
He's a humble guy.
Yeah.
Very practical in my book.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he's the guy who gets stuff done.
Yeah.
He's a journalist. He's a journalism lecturer. He's young. I think he has a great future ahead of him.
Mm-hmm. Nice to see. So let's watch that from Golden Maunganidze, your interview with him.
My name is Golden Maunganidze. I'm a Mandela Washington Fellow. I was attached at Kansas State University in Kansas State, and we are wrapping up now. I'm at the presidential summit, and I've just done my presentation at this presidential summit.
How much change would you say you have brought about in your community with the Tell Zimbabwe newspaper?
I have done a lot, and I'm proud to say that I have managed to give the community a voice, to amplify people's voices so that they can be heard. When they speak, their voice is now very loud. They cannot be ignored by either the government or responsible authorities or any other interested stakeholders. So the newspaper or the media platform has redefined the way people can speak to each other, because now they can know that whatever they do, they can it can be amplified and it can go on the platform that everyone can realize what should be done. And through that, we've managed to advocate for quality service delivery, for democracy, for good governance, and that we've managed to achieve more than what we imagined in the community. And this is the message that I think should be taken to every people, to every person, to be able to do certain things in their communities and help to improve our country.
And what's the most important thing you are taking away from this Mandela Washington Fellowship?
The most important thing that I'm taking away is that as an individual, I have a role in the community. I don't wait for the government or for the big person or for a business person to come and do things for myself. My name is Golden.
I wonder what's going on with those videos there, but at the end, but you know, it's okay. Miss T, we have another very, very special guest, and they are all special.
They are all special,
because the fact that they were chosen to be in this program means there's something unique about them. Tina mkoma O'Brien Makore. O'Brien, congratulations and welcome on Studio 7.
Thank you so much.
So, like, O'Brien, tell us a bit about yourself. What do you do back home in Zimbabwe?
Okay, me, I'm an urban planner by profession. Back home, I work with the Development Reality Institute. What we do, we try to promote the standards of living in urban areas, particularly for the citizen. So we bridged the gap between the residents and the local authority. So what we did, we created a mobile application which is integrated to various media platforms where the residents can engage with the local authority. The idea being to ensure that there is effective citizen participation and also ensuring that there is transparency and accountability in the utilization of ratepayers' money.
Saka chirongongwa tichafamba sei mwana mai.
Chirongwa ichi pari zvinotane 8 months tichifamba nendima.
Ndoguru wache Mandela Washington Fellowship.
Okay, the chirongwa changa chakanaka chose sikuru.
Zvii zvadzidza.
Takadzidza zvinhu zvakati one day, asi ini ndichitarisa zvangu kudivirangu sekuplanwa kwemaguta. Ndakafara chaizvo kwandakanga ndiri kuPortland, guta racho rakaplanwa zvakanaka chaizvo. Uye ndakakwanisa kuona kuti chimwe chinhu chakanyanya kukosha kuitira kuti maguta avandudzike. Panofanira kuva netransparency neaccountability panyaya yemashandisirwo anoitwa mari dzinobhadharwa nevagari dzedzi. Izvozvo ndo zvinoita kuti maservices agova anoimprova, uye kuti panofanira kuva netrust yakasimba pakati pevagari vemuguta nevanhu vatungamirira muguta mavo.
Saka this guy might be the next what's that position, the most influential position in city council in Harare, the one that they've been, you know, fighting over.
For the mayor.
No, not for the mayor.
For the town clerk.
Town clerk. He might be the next town clerk of Harare.
Ah, Saka, we'll start stamping. Saka, you said you were in Portland, Ukoko, Oregon. Now, some people don't even know kuti kuri kupi. Tell us more about, I have never been there myself. How was that experience, ku Oregon, ku Portland? Was it relatively the same as, you know, being home in Harare?
No, actually, it was a little bit different. But one thing I liked about Portland, in particular, the city of Portland, it's a city which is so inclusive. And as we are all advocating for inclusive cities and sustainable cities, I think it was a good opportunity for me to be there, because Portland is one of those cities which is so inclusive, it's so greeny, the transport system is so efficient and very effective, and even the urban planning standards are up to class. And also the issue of participation of residents is just something else.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Saka vamwe vechidiki vakaterera izvino izvi. Ndapi mashoko angada ku, you know, kuvakurudzira nao. Maybe vamwe vangada kupinda muchirongwa ichi vari ku, you know, shamisika, you know, about this program. Achiti, mkoma Brian ari muchirongwa, you know, I'd like to follow his footsteps.
So, yes. Chinongo diwa ndeche kuti tose tiri mu Zimbabwe mwezhukuru sei pane vechidiki mukatarisa tino constitute more than 60% of the population. So zvinoreva zvino ndezvekuti tine simba rakawanda chaizvo mukushandura nyika yedu kuti ive nyika iri nani zvikuru sei panyaya yemagariro, nyaya yekuti mvura yawanika here, migwagwa yakanaka here, vanhu vane pekugara here. Saka isu sei vechidiki ende chinofadza ndechekuti muZimbabwe yechidiki vakawanda vane maideas akanaka chaizvo.
Mm-hmm.
Ipapo paunapo ipapo ingopashandisa. Hazvinei kuti panogona kuita sekuti chinhu chachidiki asi patichabatanidza maideas iwayo tinogona kuona kuti zvinoita kuti nyika yedu uye matunhu edu agova anofambira mberi. Saka kana une something chaunongochida kuita, inzwa ukasununguka uye be motivated kuchiita. Gore negore program inogara ichiitwa, next year pane pachitodiwa vamwe woto apply. Saka pana chekumbomirira izvozvo ndozvinoita kuti nyika yedu ive pari nani.
But pane vamwe vanoti vataura kuti ndine idea yangu ndofanira kudai dai, but how do I really implement it? Saka kana ndine idea ndichigara kuma ndichifunga kuti I want to do ABCD, how do I really implement my ideas angu?
Iko zvine izvo mukatarisa nyika yatiri kurarama tiri yakuda anonzi ma servant leaders.
Mm-hmm.
Utori mucommunity maonenge uri mi usatombomirire kuti pandotanga kuda kuti idea kana kuti ndichazobhadharwa naningi kana kuti ningi. Iveve sundwa nepashoni kuti chandiri kuda kuita ndechekuti nharaunda yangu iyo yakanaka. Tine mazvinhu zvakawanda zvatinogona kutarisa zvaunokwanisa kuwana. Mune maopportunities atorimo mucommunity imomo. Tsvaga chinhu chaunokwanisa kungoti ichichi ndoda kuchiaddressa. Maproblems arimo iwayo anokwanisa kutenwa into maopportunities. How do you turn them? Inyaya yekuti unenge wakumasolva wangotanga kuita initiative yako. Kwangoita izvozvo ndokutotanga kwazvo.
Mm-hmm.
And let me put you in a spot. Who are your role models? Maybe three.
It's a trick question because there are many of them.
Okay, you know, narrow them to three.
The first one I would go for my father.
That's a good one, actually.
The second one, my mother.
Mm-hmm.
The third one, the president of this nation.
Mr. President Barack Obama.
Barack Obama.
And by the way, he will be getting a presidential handshake tomorrow.
Of course,
with,
I did see.
It's
like maybe he's setting himself up, Udi. If the president is happening to watch his show, as we've heard that he does on occasion, he's like, let me get a piece there.
Yeah, yeah.
So let's just quickly read a message here on our Facebook Live. Of course, we're streaming on VOA Studio 7 and VOA Shona and on VOA Ndebele. You can find us there. There's Dr. Muzi Ncube who says, congratulations to our Zimbabweans in the Mandela Washington Fellowship. You have made us all proud as a nation in spite of all the sad news going on about Zimbabwe lately. What does it mean for you to be representing Zimbabwe?
It's a great opportunity. It's an honor. And it also motivates us to believe that we have what it takes. And I'm very optimistic that we have all what it takes to make Zimbabwe to be a great nation again.
Mm-hmm.
And given all the challenges that we have in Zimbabwe, did you ever come across, you know, people who are mocking our situation or sympathizing with you? As a Zimbabwe, you know, did you ever get, you know, people who are not from Zimbabwe talking about our situation?
The funny part about Zimbabwe, it might have some problems, but Zimbabweans being Zimbabweans, they're very intelligent. Actually, we could not give them that space to mock us because at the end, we're sort of like their role models. The way we presented ourselves, it was just above par as compared to other guys.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Well said. how about we play another video mm-hmm. from yesterday?
Of course.
We have all these videos on our Facebook pages, Shona English and Ndebele. So people can go on our pages and check them out. But apparently, you know, Timbo Nzwa, Urukuru ya Takaita Nezuru, namkoma Gift Mambiripi.
Zitara ngu ndinonzi Gift Mambipiri. Ndiri umwe wezi jarwa jia kaba ku Zimbabwe, gorerino. zvakasarudzwawo kuti zviuye kuzobatana nevamwe vechidiki vanobva munyika dzesub-Saharan Africa as part of the Mandela Washington Fellowship for 2016. Ndanga ndichidzidza ndiri kuchikoro chinonzi Portland State University chiri mudunhu rinenzi reOregon State.
Zvanga zviri sei zvidzidzo zvako?
Zvidzidzo zvedu zvazvakanaka chaizvo. Wanga uri mukana wokudzidza magariro, mararamiro nemashandiro ari kuita vamwe vechidiki maringe nekusimudzira upenyu hwavo neupenyu hwevamwe vanhu vavanogara navo munyika dzavo. Yangawo iri nguva yekunyanyoongorora zvine udzamu mararamiro atiri kuita isusu sevanhu vari muZimbabwe, sevechidiki vari kukura muZimbabwe, tichizvibvunza kuti chii chandingaitewo kusimudzira nyika yangu uye ndingashamwaridzani nani kana ndichida kuti basa rangu randiri kuita rienderere mberi.
Ndezvipi zvakakosha zvawawana muzvidzidzo zvako izvi?
Chokutanga chakakosha chandawana ndechekuti kana uri munhu wechidiki ari kukura ari muAfrica nhasi uno, usamirire kufunga kuti pane mumwe munhu apolitician kana anobva kuhurumende achauya kuzokupa mukana kuti iwo usimukire basa rako riende mberi. Unofanira kusimuka pawakagara woedza nepaunogona napo kurwisa kuti ukwanise kubatawo mukana inenge yavhurika pedyo newe, kana kuti wotozvivhurira wega iwewe, nekuti upenyu hwatinokura tiri kuAfrica neupenyu hunokura hune vamwe vedu kune mamwe macontinents hwakatisiyanei. Vamwe vanenge vanoita kukura nzira dzakavhurwa, asi isusu kuZimbabwe kuAfrica tinoda kutoti titotanga kuvhura tega nzira dzedu.
That was of course a gift mambipiri hurukuro yandakaita naye nezuro apo pavakatanga this presidential summit.
That's another one, another young Zimbabwean we've been fortunate to speak to pama show zedu. Is very passionate about community radio stations. So Brian, just before we take a break, you know, you're ending your time here, but tomorrow, of course, President Barack Obama will speak to all nearly 1,000 of you. What are you expecting him to talk about? The past couple of years, he's shouted out my Zimbabweans. He's actually talked about some directly about my journeys. What do you expect tomorrow from the president?
I would expect President Obama to talk about opportunities which exist in Africa, particularly for the youth, considering that the youths, they constitute more than 60% of the African population. So me, I would think President Obama would speak a lot on how we can create the opportunities between the American and the African youth, on how best we can engage. And of course, the issue of climate change, it's now a global issue. Yeah, it surprised sometimes that some people still think it's a myth, but it's something which is a reality. So I think President Obama will get a touch on those issues.
And your last word to other Zimbabweans out there, vaga gara ino vaga kuterera vari kuda mukoma zvinhu zviri kufamba.
Mashoko angu ekupedzesera kumhuri yeZimbabwe ndiye kungoti tinenge tava kuda kusvika patatakamirira paya. Ngatirambei takasimba, takashinga. Zimbabwe tiri kutoona chiedza chakanaka chaizvo, nemhaka yekuti isu vechidiki tikangobatanidza tikaisa musoro yedu pamwe chete tinokwanisa kusvika patinoda.
Rambai makashinga, so says O'Brien Makore. I remember this Rambai makashinga jingles,
yeah.
That people were once bombarded on radio and national TV in Zimbabwe. Hey. But that's a powerful message. Rambai makashinga.
With that, Antunga brings us to the first half of our show. And of course, unfortunately, as we sadly do at this time, say goodbye to radio listeners. But we are streaming live on the internet and also on Facebook. Antunga, where can they go?
Okay, on the on our web pages, we're at voaindebele.com, voashona.com, and voazimbabwe.com. And on our Facebook, look for our Facebook pages, VOA Zimbabwe, the Shona page, as well as the Ndebele page. Now it's time to say good night to our radio listeners. But we have said already, we are streaming live.
And we have some other young Zimbabweans joining us from the Mandela Washington Fellowship. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.